We want to welcome you here this evening to Atlanta Chinese Christian Church North for our New Year's Eve service. If you happen to be a visitor, we want to give you a warm welcome, and we're so thankful that you are here to join us tonight. This is really, in many ways, kind of the heart of our church. We gather here this evening, and it's a special celebration that we get to spend some time together. I wanted to share a little bit with you about the hymn that I'll be singing. The Christmas story is a very old story, over 2,000 years old, and or almost 2,000 years old. And I wanted to share a hymn that isn't very often sung, and those of you that are very much into Christmas songs may know this. It is a hymn that was written, the text was written around the late 300s AD. So it's one of the oldest Christmas carols that we have. And the music was written somewhere around the 10th century, in the 900 AD time period. And the English translation that we have comes from the mid 1800s, 1850s and 60s. And so this has been a hymn that's been around a long time within our church. And it goes pretty much all the way back to the beginning. And so with that, I hope that you find this a blessing. And if you listen closely, as many hymns are, they're written very much as a story.
Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, He is Alpha and Omega, He the source, the ending, He. Of the things that are and have been, and that future years shall see, evermore and evermore. At His word the worlds were framed, He commanded, it was done. Heaven and earth and depths of ocean, in their threefold order one. All that grows beneath the shining of the moon and burning sun, evermore and evermore. This is He whom seers in old time chanted of with one accord, whom the voices of the prophets promised in their faithful word. Now He shines the long expected. Let creation praise its Lord evermore and evermore. Earth forever blessed, when the Virgin full of grace, by the Holy Ghost conceiving, bear the Savior of our race, and the babe, the world's Redeemer, first revealed his sacred face. Evermore and evermore, he is found in human fashion, death and sorrow here to know, that the race of Adam's children, doomed by law to endless woe, may not henceforth die and perish in the dreadful gulf below. Evermore and ye heights of heaven, adore him. Angel hosts, his praises sing. Powers, dominions bow before him and extol our God and King. Let no tongue be silent, on earth be silent. Every voice in concert sing. Evermore and evermore.
Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful that you came to this earth. And tonight it is such a joy and a privilege to worship you, to worship you in song, to worship you even just by our being here. I pray that you bless this service and bless all that have come. Lord, in your goodness, you sent your Son, and I pray that we would receive him with all of our heart. Help us as we remember. Help us as we learn the beauty of this Christmas story. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please join us in singing three favorite hymns.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their souls employ, our fields and fields. floods, floods, hills and plains. Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Let us adore him, Christ.
this happy morning, O Jesus, to Thee be all glory again. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him. O come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Amen.
Be seated, please.
江陵节又称为江陵期，这是从中世纪以来在教会里一个重要的传统节期。
Advent is also called the coming. It is begun in the middle centuries and is a very important church function.
目的是为了要预备我们自己思念主耶稣基督的降生，这个节期也好像是教会的新年。
The purpose is to help us to remember the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, it is like the new year of the church.
在意义上，除了是纪念主耶稣已经来到之外，对基督徒而言，更是提醒我们要等待主耶稣的再来。
The purpose of this celebration.Not only help us remind ourselves of the birth of Jesus Christ, but also for us to wait upon the second coming of Jesus Christ.
降临期是从圣诞节前的第四个主日开始，教会在降临节的期间会摆设一个花环，在花环的当中设立五支的蜡烛。
During the Advent, it began five weeks before the Christmas actually come. The fourth Sunday before Christmas come. During this time, the church will set up a wreath. Inside the wreath are five candles.
依照传统，这五支蜡烛包括三支紫色的蜡烛，一支粉红色和一支白色。
According to the custom of the five candles, there are three that are purple in color, one pink, and one white.
三支紫色的蜡烛分别代表的是盼望、平安和爱。
The three purple candles represent separately.Hope, peace, and love.
粉红色的蜡烛代表的是喜乐。
The pink candle represents joy.
这四支蜡烛是在四个主日的时候陆续点燃。
These four candles just mentioned will be lit up during the four Sundays prior to Christmas.
最后的一支是白色的蜡烛，代表的是主耶稣的降临是在圣诞夜点燃。
The last candle, which is white, represents the Lord Jesus Christ's coming, and it is lit during tonight.
今年我们邀请北堂这个大家庭两位新到的成员。
Tonight we have invited the new arrivals to our church family.
也是今年陆续来到我们当中的两位牧师，黄牧师和张牧师。
They are the ones, the Reverend Caleb Huang and Reverend Eric Chang.
来为我们点燃这支纪念主耶稣降临的白色蜡烛。
They are invited to come together to lit the candle that is white in color.
现在我们欢迎黄牧师和张牧师来为我们点蜡。
Please welcome.
经上记得说，耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。”
According to the Gospel of John, verse 12 of chapter 8, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And again in verse 1:9, "The true light has given light to every man was coming into this world."
弟兄姐妹们平安，也晚安。在这里我们公众里面，圣诞快乐。
Tonight we're going to lead you in the responsive reading. We'll do it completely in English first, and then Jean will follow up with the same responsive reading in Chinese.
接下来，Tony 跟我会带领弟兄姐妹们一起来读起印经文，先用以 Tony 来带领弟兄姐妹读英文，我们把全部的英文经节都读完，然后我来带领弟兄姐妹一起读中文。
Let's begin. Responsive reading. Christ is born. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed.Because he was of this house and the family of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
So he
was. And while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And so brought forth the first son, wrapped in his cloth, in a manger, but there was no room.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the angel of the Lord shone bright about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior,which is the Christ the Lord.
And this shall be sung unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, laying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the high angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men."
Jesus born in Bethlehem of Judea.
There came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying,
"Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are coming to worship him."
The day spring from on high have visited us through the tender mercy of our God,
to give light to them that sit in darkness and shadow.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
We beheld his glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father.
Let's read the last together. In this was manifested to the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we may live through him.
来，弟兄姐妹，让我们一起来用英文来读。基督见身。当那些日子，该撒、雅古斯都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的生育已经重了。在伯利恒之以地里有牧羊的人，亦将安着根刺看守羊群。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。忽然有一大堆天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。有几个博士从东方来到了耶路撒冷，说，因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，匆匆忙忙的有恩典，有真理。让我们一起来读这最后一节。神差他的独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。